Good morning, it's Joe Nathan, everybody, and this is Let Me Talk My Shit. And that's what I'll be doing, covering topics from sports, love, and entertainment, and everything in between, giving you my personal perspective and hopefully getting some valuable feedback from my listeners. So stay tuned and let me talk my shit. We back. It's Joe Nathan, everybody. Now, just a little background on myself. When I say a little, I do mean a little. I was born and raised in New York, Mount Vernon. Moved to South Carolina, then moved to Tennessee, then moved to Virginia, and then moved to ATL. What up, Hotlanta? I love getting into controversy. I'm going to hop into it often and early. And oftentimes I may sound agitated, but I'm not. I'm just very animated, like a Busta Rhymes. I like to quote a lot of rap. If you don't get it, you won't get it. But with that said, today's first topic is going to be relationships, love, the lack thereof, responsibilities, expectations, etc. I'm going to try to keep it short. It's going to sound often like a rant, but hey, it's my perspective. So let me talk my shit. We back, everybody. It's Joe Nathan. And like I said, we're going to hop straight into this controversy. We're going to start talking about love, lack thereof, and relationships, etc. I got 4 points to really talk about this situation. My first point is how people tend to gravitate towards a title and not treatment. I feel like we're handicapping the situation often. And we need to get out of that. Like, I am happy with being treated like your significant other or being treated as I want to get treated. You don't got to say I'm your man or I'm your boyfriend, because if we're acting accordingly, we can't hide our feelings from people. People see us in public. If we're happy enough with each other, we're up under each other. We're kissing in public. We're doing et cetera in public. So you don't have to call me bae to your friends, or I don't have to be boyfriend to your friends or boyfriend to your moms, because they'll understand if we're together all the time, if we're doing things all the time, then that's who he is to her. And it doesn't matter what title that we put on it for society to accept us. You know what I'm saying? I get it. After a while, we're gonna need to do something, but who is anybody to judge you by that? And so we have to stop letting it affect us. We have to stop saying, hey, what are we doing? Where's this going? Like, if I'm eating with you, I'm having sex with you, I'm going out with you, I'm hanging with your friends, you're hanging with my friends, we're doing things as a couple, and as couples should do, we're making each other happy, we're enjoying each other's time, you will look out for me if I need be, and I'll look out for you, then why ruin it by trying to place a title on it? It's just food for thought, people. I'm going to take a quick break and I'm going to come right back with the next point. But yeah, stay tuned and let me talk my shit. Yeah, we back. It's Joe Nathan, everybody. And I'm moving on to my second topic, which is something I call hypocritical love. And I call that, how I define that is just when people love in good situations, but in bad situations, they turn their back on the situation or the love. You know what I'm saying? But expect you in a bad situation to love them unconditionally. Like, people may get mad at you for doing anything, then turn right around and do that same thing. And if you get mad at them or you display the same kind of emotion they displayed, they want you to forget about it in an instant, because love is better than that. You know what I'm saying? Love, you can't let something that small break us down. But it was perfectly fine when they did it, and it was perfectly fine for them to express themselves as you were going through whatever you had to go through to deal with that situation. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like it's very hypocritical. Like, we all are hypocrites, but it's hard for people to own up to it. Look, I'll own up to it. Yeah, I'm a hypocrite, but if you call me out on it, if you catch me, I'll say, you know what, you're right about it. My bad. So, at the end of the day, people, we have to Stop with it. I don't know a better way to say it. Just stop being hypocrites, because it doesn't help the situation. It only makes things worse. People only start building ammo when you start being hypocritical. They put it away in their bag. They say, okay, when I did that, oh, I got him. Boom. So I know they're going to do it again. And then you're going to come back and be like, oh, so you holding grudges. And it just turns into a slippery slope or a snowball effect. And it's just bad. So let's love unconditionally if we're going to keep throwing the word love around. You know what I'm saying? Let's love unconditionally. Do not let anybody dictate your movement. What I mean by that is, if you feel a certain way by it, act on it. Do it. Don't let somebody cursing you out, or don't let somebody yelling at you, dictate how you really feel about them. Like, if I love my chick, or if I love my homie, and he cursed me out today, but every morning I text my homie, I'm still gonna hit him with the, yo, even though you was acting like a bitch yesterday, good morning, bro. Or even if you still mad at me, babe, good morning, carry on, you don't gotta respond. I'm gonna be a jerk about it, but I'm gonna still do what I wanted to do and what I've always been doing. You feel me? That's how we gotta move from now on, people. It's just food for thought. I'll be right back, but stay tuned and let me talk my shit. It's Show Nathan, everybody, and once again, we're still on the topic of love, and we're going to move to my third point, which is expectations. Now, we all know what expectations are. We all have them in every facet of our life, but when it comes to relationships, I don't understand why we change the expectation just because of the title. You know what I'm saying? Like, as long as you're treating me good, as long as you're respecting my boundaries, as long as you're respecting the boundaries of the relationship, then I'm good. Nothing else is going to change just because you start calling yourself my girlfriend, as far as I'm concerned, and I expect the same from you. Let me give you some examples of certain expectations that people sometimes, oh, now you can't get calls from other dudes, or now you can't go hang out with these dudes that you've been hanging out with, or now I come before your friends, etc., etc., etc. All kind of others. Listen, the end of the day, it's like the age-old thing back when we were kids. If you tell me I can't, that means I'm going to do it. That's how 80% of humans work. Like, I don't get it. Like, if we got something good and somebody want to fuck it up because they want to continue doing something, then by all means, do it. Or take the approach that I take. Don't get mad, get even. If you don't like them hanging out with the opposite sex, fuck it. You go hang out with the opposite sex. If they cool, then you're cool. They ask you why you doing it, be like, well, you not around. Period. Keep it moving. Oh, so you only doing it because I'm doing it? Yes. Period. That's it. You know what I'm saying? So we got to stop placing these crazy expectations on the title instead of what we've been used to. Like, if that's what we've been doing to get us to this great point that I want to make you my girlfriend, then that's what I'll continue doing. But if we got to this point to where I want to make you my girlfriend and you've been hanging out with dudes, you've been texting these dudes, and you felt comfortable doing it, then fine. That's how we rocking. You know what I'm saying? But on the same token, in the same hand, you can't get mad at my interactions. You can't say, hey, now that you're my boyfriend, I don't want you doing that. Even if I wasn't doing it before, you still don't have the right. Because if we all want equality, then that's what we want. You feel me? But that's just food for thought. I'll be back with my last point. Y'all stay tuned. And let me talk my shit, people. Right now, coming up, it's my last point, people. And this is going to be short. Privacy. Keep your business to yourself, because you only end up hurting you and the people who really, really, really care about you. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you go bad-mouthing your situation or spreading every little bad situation that happens in your relationship to everyone, and now you're under a microscope, people are going to start to think you're crying wolf, and they're going to start not to pay attention, they're going to start to judge you. It's only right, it's only human, it's only nature, etc. But don't put yourself in that predicament. Something happens bad, keep it to yourself, go talk to your preacher, go talk to your mom, because your parents should never judge you, your preacher should never judge you. You know what I'm saying? Some of us are lucky enough to have good friends that never judge us. But that's so few of us. But keep your stuff to yourself, man. Don't go telling everybody. Don't go making your significant other look bad in the light, in the eyes of other people. Because now when he comes back around, now you're looking stupid. He's looking like she's looking like the charmer, the snake charmer that he or she is. And you done painted this awful picture to your friends. And they're always going to be ride or die team you. But when you go back to team us with your boo, now they're like, oh, so you just going to turn your back when we was there for you, da 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 da. That's what happens. So we got to stop. Keep our ish to ourselves. If y'all need somebody to talk to, call me up. I'll listen, and then I'm going to talk my ish. I'll holler at y'all next time, man. Y'all stay tuned. I got more stuff to come, man. I would like great feedback from you guys on what you like, what you didn't like. Mainly on what you didn't like, because it helped me get better as a person. I could take criticism, but when I talk my shit back to you, don't say nothing. You know what I mean? But I love anybody who listened and took the time to share my thoughts via their eardrums. You know what I'm saying? And this is the beginning of something great, I feel. I got a lot off my chest. And, you know, if you get it out, it doesn't kill you from within. See y'all next time. Good afternoon. It's Joe Nathan, everybody. My topic for the day, man, it's probably going to touch a lot of people the wrong way, but that's what I do, so let me talk my ish. And I want to try to set a little bit of people up today. I'm going to make a couple phone calls and try to add some people to the podcast today. But basically, in a relationship, you know, living boyfriend, living girlfriend, monogamous relationship, engaged, married, shacking up, whatever. Serious relationship. Do you think that you have soul and full ownership of your body to do with as only you please as an individual without consultation from your significant other? Now, I say that because a lot of people like to go out and get tattoos, tummy tucks, nip tucks, booty jobs, boob jobs, piercings, tattoos, etc. Now, do you think that it's fair or right for you solely to make those changes to your body without consultation with your significant other? That's my question to people. And my stance on this is hell to the no. Because say if just go to the extreme of, not the extreme, but the ultimate goal, which is marriage. Marriage. If you're married to that person, you took vows, death do us part, for better or for worse. You know, I told, you're the only person I'm going to be with for the rest of my life. And if I have a true, you know, religious foundation, I don't believe in divorce and such and forth. So if you decide to gain, lose, tattoo, pierce your body, it would behoove you to ask me, because I'm the one who has to deal with your body for the rest of my life, and vice versa. You know what I'm saying? If I like you a certain way, that's the way I want you to be for the majority, you know, till Mother Nature catches up. But I might not mind, but I don't think that you should make those decisions regarding your body solely based on how you feel and you feel alone. Now, I could be wrong, but I still just the way I feel, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to, you know, try to shock a few people. I'm going to give a couple of people a call and see how they feel with me, because this is something that I've been thinking about a long time. And I just want to get the general public's opinion on it, because You know, a lot of us want happiness, and I think we don't know how to achieve it, but we have to be willing to, you know, compromise in this situation, like, drastically. Like, you can't say, hey, it's my body, I'm gonna do what I want to. It's about me feeling good, male or female, you know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, you can feel good all by yourself. That's not how, you know, but we'll get into that later when I get a few guests on the podcast with me. So y'all stay tuned and let me talk my ish. Thank y'all for listening. I'll be back.